3, 2, 1.
I know you guys are accustomed to hearing the show open right now, but time is of the issue. We've got a tremendous exclusive. And Josh, do you have that alternate line ready? The phone line?
Yeah, let's connect it right now.
Okay, we're going live to the White House in Washington, D.C. Beautiful day in the district. And we are talking to what I understand is the foreman of the ballroom construction in the east wing of the White House. Do I have the foreman on the line?
You do.
Hi. My name is Rob Spiewak. I'm with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob.
Yeah.
It's Charlie.
No.
Yes, Rob. I got a great job. I'm the foreman for the construction at the White House, Rob.
So what are you building there?
Don't know.
Okay.
Tearing things apart right now. I got no idea. We're just tearing things down. That's my part. They said remove this.
Okay.
So I decided to get the crew in. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Use a hammer then. Use a hammer then, for Christ's sake.
So you're more of a destruction guy than a building guy.
Yeah. It's called what the hell is that?
Oh, that's the hammering,
it's a hammer,
I think.
Yeah.
Demolition, Charlie.
That's it, Rob. You got it.
Yeah.
You could always do better than I'm dead. Look at that hole. Oh, my God.
Now,
wow.
So you're just there dicking around.
Yep. We're over here dicking around, just screwing here and there, doing what we need to do.
Now I'm going to ask
what we need to do.
I need to ask a couple questions because I've never worked construction before.
Shoot.
How do you tell at the White House? How do you tell the East Wing from the West Wing?
Don't know. They just say tear it out, and I'm tearing it out. But I understand they're going to build a big, beautiful room. Hold on a second.
Have you met the president?
Who?
Never mind.
Okay.
I'm just curious. It's a ballroom. Have you ever been to a ball, Charlie?
You said ball.
I know.
No, I haven't. I haven't been to a ballroom.
It's fantastic.
Is a room full of balls?
You mean like a Chuck E. Cheese?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not like that at all.
Okay. I see somebody in that room.
It's like a party room, Charlie.
Look at that big piece of equipment.
Yeah.
That's the one with the big bucket. Ooh. Ow, 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 ow.
You gotta watch out, Charlie.
I do. Mm-hmm.
So a ballroom is like
a big, beautiful thing.
That's where you have parties and things.
Oh, well, I have parties usually at Chuck E. Cheese.
I know, and when you had you lived in the group home, there was a party room, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, kind of a party room. You could run against the walls and you could bounce off because they had pads on them. Excuse me. Gotta take care of my morning business.
I understand. It's very early. So when do you foresee? I know you're just in the demolition, but when do you foresee the ballroom being done?
Don't know.
Come on, Charlie. You gotta have at least a guess.
I got no idea. They just said remove this and they'll put something up.
Okay.
But I love. Oh, baby, get out of there! Get out of there!
So you employ women as well?
A piece of concrete fell on her foot.
Oh, but does she still love you, Charlie?
She does.
Yeah, listen.
Do you love me, lady? What?
You want to go out, honey? You need money? Come here, cutie. Hey,
I think it's
here.
A prostitute.
You can't have.
I think it's a prostitute.
You can't have prostitutes at the White House.
What's a prostitute doing at 8:20 in the morning? Get out of here! I'm working.
Yeah, I know, Charlie. Oh no!
All the girls love Charlie.
I was wondering.
You got the Halloween. You got the Halloween sound effects in, didn't you?
Oh wait.
Oh, hold on.
Get this thing started.
This piece of wood away. This says Abe Lincoln on it.
Oh, no. Don't kill it. Don't.
Yeah.
Not Abe Lincoln.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No. now, Charlie, I do have one question. A lot of people have been talking.
What are you doing? I can't even hear. Hello.
Hi. Honey. Spend any money?
I'm not interested,
come here,
baby.
Cutie. Hey, come
I'm
here.
Not interested.
Did you hear what I said? I said, come here.
Charlie.
Daddy, you're
you
pretty.
So
she
good.
Is pretty. Is she part
Stop
of the
screaming?
Okay, I got a question. A lot of the news they're talking about, Charlie. They're talking about how hard it is to get the people that
I
are working on the White House.
Live camera shot.
Yeah, it drops in and out, doesn't it?
Hey, Rob, look, yes. A French police car.
Everybody's interested in the White House.
Everybody's hanging out. They want to see the ballroom. All right.
Everyone is talking about how hard it is to get vetted to work at the White House. What was your vetting process like?
What's vetting?
All right, Charlie, thank you.
I got to go. Listen, I'm a very busy man.
I understand.
And I've got things I got to do, and I miss you.
I miss you, too.
And I do.
Charlie, I love you.
Hey, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you like what we're doing here, share the episode, smash that like button, and go to MichaelMerrisShow.com. All right?
Have you ever done that, Charlie? He's gone. I guess he's gone. Well, that's sad. Well, that was very interesting to hear about all this stuff going on there at the White House.
He's always everywhere.
I'm still here.
Oh, Charlie, you're still there?
I'm still on the telephone.
Oh, that's good, though. It's
just
nice
checking
to have
the lines. Checking the line. I got the water line over here.
Yeah.
The electrical line.
Yeah.
This blue one. What is this? What is a gas line doing here?
Oh, Charlie. That's
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Boy, did you miss something.
What? What did I miss? Did I miss anything exciting?
Yeah, we spoke to the White House.
That's super neat. That's
yeah,
fun.
It was ultra cool. Groovy.
That's our live theater presentation that we did all the way from Georgia. Josh is finagling that, and you were doing the snap, crackle, pop thing again, though, in that at the beginning, but I don't know if it's going to continue. We'll let you know.
I'm easily reset, so just let me know if I need to bail and come back.
Yes. Everything going well up in Georgia? Josh Soroka, all right?
All good. Shooed that prostitute away. We're good.
I was so excited about that.
You got me with the prostitute. You did get me with the prostitute.
Hanging around and dicking around.
Prostitute.
Hey, baby.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is a Wednesday. We are delighted to have you here.
You want to go out, honey?
There she is.
Spend any money?
It's the dumbest show in America.
Hey,
this is the dumbest show in the world.
Did you hear what I said? I said, come here.
Oh, God.
She says the same thing all the time, that prostitute.
Listen, continuing, I don't share comedy with people that comes from other sources all the time,
right?
But sometimes I like to steal from others, and I'm not sure we're gonna get flagged. Josh will let me know if we are, but I thought that I would, you know how much I love me John Stewart. I did a bit with him a million years ago with Larry King. John Stewart did a bit that I think would maybe, I will only know after he sees it, but it might sway our own Josh Soroka.
Really?
And,
I'm sure it will.
Let's roll the John Stewart bit for a second here, if you don't mind. Okay.
And you try and figure out if it was said by Donald J. Trump or Jesus H. Christ. First quote.
I like
love your
this.
Enemies and pray for those who persecute you. I'm starting off with a tough one, purposefully. Give everybody a second to lock in their answers. Jesus Christ, that's you.
Yeah. There it is.
I did try and f*** her. Please wait till after I finish the quote before you lock in your... Please. I did try and f*** her. She was married. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. Ma'am. Please respect the other contestants. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't. Don't boo, it could be Jesus. But I couldn't get there, and she was married. Then all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look. End quote. Lock in.
Lock in your
ass. That's it. Thank you. Oh, gosh. You silly, know, silly. Yes.
That is a game that we play at the middle school camp. But we do it. Bible verse or Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
And we can really confuse the kids.
Now, that is fascinating because I know you probably really do that.
Bible verse, that's a real thing. Yes.
And is it difficult for you as an adult, or is it difficult for the kids when you do that? Because that's fascinating.
There's a few where you can mix up some adults. Like if I brought it to the bonus show, you guys would get them wrong.
Okay.
That's awesome. I
happened on YouTube. I've been spending some time at Letterman's channel. You know, he's got everything up there.
Now, you know, it's weird that you have, because the Letterman channel defaults to my Samsung TV.
Does it really?
When I get the homepage, that's what I have on the home.
Maybe because you've watched it a lot in the past?
Don't try to get me to explain how my television works or what I see when I
tune
in.
They send a million pixels into the air, Mike, and then it comes down.
Jesus Christ, it is so hard to figure out. But at least it's not the, like, Antiques Roadshow that was on there 1,000 times before.
But this was Letterman. I mean, he's been off the air forever, and this was not at the very end. And he was playing a game in Rupert's Deli, and it was Trump or monkey, and they had six pictures that just showed the very top of the creature's hair, and you had to guess which was which, and it was fantastic. It was great.
I think everybody can agree in comedy circles that are things divisive. Yes, are things a little goofy. Mm-hmm. Yes, are things crazy for people that are politically minded like me. And are we pissed? Yes, but at the same time, I dabble in comedy occasionally, and I think that in that world, how can you look at that bit? I mean, how could you not do that? That bit is sterling. It's Jon Stewart at his absolute top of his game.
Although
as far as I'm
do wish we could go back to making fun of, like, President George W. Bush, when it was just an occasional misspeak and we didn't fear for the future of the world.
We had wars then.
Yeah. Well, and then there was Bill Clinton to give some equal time here for sexual proclivities. And also, look, you've got three guys in Clinton, Bush, and Trump that are beautiful impressions.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean?
Right. Obama, did I do the impression? Yes. Did I have a tremendous amount of material? Not really. You know?
I found out something interesting about Obama, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it does sound right, is that in an effort not to use the word when he spoke, he substitutes and. And the more I watch him, it is. It's like, I would say like, maybe 2:30, but he goes, and we went, and it was 2:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I believe that. I'd like to go back and look at some of that.
I've watched a couple clips, and it does seem to hold water.
It's got to be annoying, though, once you know that. Once
it does. It does stick out like a thumb.
You know, I'm here to make an announcement that this year I'm going to do something that I rarely do. I've always been somebody who, when it comes to Christmas shopping, I save it all. I save it all up for, right by Christmas.
Normally, after Christmas Eve dinner, he starts making out his list.
Yeah, that's popping. You got to duck out because you're cracking and popping severely.
So long, kids. I'll be back soon, and God bless you all.
Mm-hmm. Well, and thanks to Amazon, it makes that wait until the last minute easier than ever, because you can have them all picked out on the 23rd and delivered on the 24th.
Well, I'm here to tell you that this is the year that I will be in earnest, and I am not making this up for comedy purposes. I am telling you, I will begin my Chinese Christmas shopping early this year, and there's one main reason for it. And, well, he's out of the house. I look over here like he's still here.
Yeah,
he's not still here. My son is not
still
here. Delivery time, absolutely. And, recently, as I mentioned on the show, that I was excited about, they tapped him to be the jazz band bass player for his middle school. And what did I do?
Did you mention that? I don't remember you saying that.
Did I mention it, or did I just say it on the pre-show to you guys? I don't know if I...
It's the first I'm hearing
it. No, I don't think you've mentioned it at all.
Yeah.
Oh, see, there you go. Okay, so these are moments right now where the old me would be totally versed in what I had said on this show. And I, the he plays the bassoon, you know that,
yes.
Right? And during the band practice, the way I think I've got this right, the Spanish teacher is also a musician, and he assists with the band, specifically the jazz band.
Does he play one of those really big Los Lobos guitars?
You know, it's not just because I say it's a Spanish teacher does not mean that it's open season on your racial slurs.
No, I'm just thinking of mariachi music, which is some of the best music.
Listen to me. The guy is a talented musician in his own right. He helps out, the way I understand this from my son, he helps out the band director with the jazz band.
Okay.
And apparently they had a need for a bass player in the jazz band, and they tapped my son to train because bassoon is comfortable. I mean, not, is complicated, and he's good at it. And because he's good at that, and he's got the smarts for that, they thought he would be somebody who would take to the bass and also be a quick study on the bass. So lo and behold, a couple of times a week now, he is taking bass guitar lessons. And I went, when he told me this last week, when he hopped in the car, I went out of my mind. Because well, that's I'm part of the rhythm section.
Yeah, and that's way better for the family band than a bassoon.
100% better. And also, jazz is my favorite form of music. I adore jazz. I've been trying to find this particular drummer who's online. He's a guy with a big, long beard, and he's super deluxe fast. And he recently, he put so much online content out, I can't tell you when it came down the pike, but he was doing a super deluxe tribute to Buddy Rich, which this guy...
That's you all over, right?
This guy is a virtuoso. So when my son got tapped on the shoulder and said, would you be interested in being in the rhythm section of the jazz band, I went out of my mind. He did not expect that reaction from me. I went crazy. I said, you continue to bring me joy based on this. I didn't say go play Buddy Rich drums in the jazz band, but the fact that he is part of the rhythm section with, by the way, if you want to know what the rhythm section is in a band, you don't know that, it's piano, bass, and drums. Mm-hmm. That's the rhythm section. And I'm just so excited that he's doing this.
I have a tape from a Ring camera of your son practicing.
Okay.
And I think you might enjoy this. He's actually gotten pretty good.
Let's take a look right here. No pictures with this.
No, it's just
just
the bass.
Right.
Now you know.
I don't remember the TV show.
You're kidding.
Sanford and Son?
No, Hal Linden got a start on the legitimate stage. Yeah,
Barney Miller, but he doesn't play the bass on this.
No, he doesn't.
That is a great bass riff, though.
Oh, it's
that
a great, really great, better song than a show, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that Paul McCartney was quite the bass player?
Yeah, left-handed bass player.
Exactly. Yeah. So
with what that model little of, tiny bass thing? That
the
he's
Hofner.
Got, right?
Yeah, it was a violin-styled bass that he bought because it looked the same upside down. So when he strung it backwards, he wouldn't look, as he says, daft. But what kind of bass is your son playing? What brand?
Well, he's an electric bass, the way I understand it, not acoustic bass. But that's where the Chinese Christmas shopping comes in, because of course, what's the first thing, Dad? Dad, can I get a bass?
Yeah.
And so what did I do? Well, when I got home, I think maybe when I was in the parking lot waiting to pick him up in school last week, I hopped onto one of those Chinese websites. Yes, my favorite site. And lo and behold, there it was for $61. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I know it's going to work. I know it's going to be fine.
It's very famous, Mike. It's the Rickenlocker. It's a great bass.
Well,
for
as I said to people last night, I'm not buying them a Fender.
That's true.
You know, I'm not going to dive in with that.
Amp? Are you getting him an amp?
Well, I have an amp. I have a little drum amp that I could use, I think. Josh, did you ever find that drummer with the long beard? He's a young guy.
I believe I did. I'm waiting for the video to convert. So I believe I'll have it in a few minutes.
It's interesting. This guy is a fascinating speed drummer on YouTube. And a lot of these guys play to tracks. And they just are in the, you know, it's a very, it's a cottage industry online right now where people send up those videos. But getting back to my son, I said, because of what Josh identified, the delivery factor that is really, really Do I have the right plug? Thank you, Mike Lyon. You know, wouldn't hurt you to send a super chat along with that dig.
You know,
thank
what?
You.
That's a pretty well-crafted joke, though.
It is, yes. Do you have the right plug, Mike? Mike. Yes, Josh, you were going to say something. Yes.
No, I was going to say go ahead and send that super chat. Those quarter-inch cables are around $24.99.
There it is. That would be perfect. Thank you. Appreciate that in advance, Mike. You get right on that. So, I'm wondering, I have been, I would say, out of three things I order from the Temu, one of them is something that usually ends up in the trash. Another thing might be something that doesn't necessarily last. And then the third one is usually a winner chicken dinner. And I think that's a pretty good ratio for the, and we've all purchased stuff,
it's like making a $10 bet in a casino. Sometimes it pays off. Sometimes you're out 10 bucks. So
do you have, and I know we talk about this a lot, but we talk about this a lot because we're all destitute. And that's why we're doing it. Rob, do you have a particular item where you said this is the first real winner that I got from China that really works for me? Something that you bought that you said it's just as good, it tastes just as good as the real.
Just like the original. One will sound stupid to people, but it meant a lot to me, were windscreens for microphones. Like this particular windscreen that is designed.
It might seem like nothing, but it counts.
I mean, if you're paying $2 instead of $15, that's great. Headphone ear pads are, they give them away.
There. Now, and I'm not going to quote the service, but Josh hit me to another one, same country, that sends baseball jerseys. Yeah.
The jerseys are great.
I thought that was a company, not just a. Was that just a company not based in a country, or what is it their deal?
I'm pretty sure we can all agree where they're manufactured.
Okay. All right, just check.
Josh, hit me.
Remember,
to that, and I got one.
My home microphone when I'm not traveling is also a Temu product.
And you, 100% solid.
It sounds exactly like the real one.
And you would pay for the real one. What would you pay?
$350.
And what did you pay for your microphone?
$40.
You know, the microphones have been great. I've bought a few, some for shows, some for using. The game show mic that I bought for the cruise was like $9, and it sounds amazing.
Jesus. Okay, Kathy. I'm really glad there was a monkey on the patio this morning. God almighty, leave me alone. I don't care.
So she's back home to Boston?
No, she's in Africa.
That was a joke.
Oh, that's a joke. Okay, I get it. Yeah, monkey. Picture of a monkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Kathy, Bravo. Others.
Yes. It's no.
You don't want to go send her a picture of your porch?
My porch. My porch, really nothing going on. Although, and you know what? I'm going to take the segue and I'm going to run with it.
Go, baby, go.
I'm going to do this right now since my patio. Now, I did one thing back when I was really just relying on the money that I borrowed to buy the house. And what I did was I improved the backyard. I improved it with a big lanai and a pool. And this is before, I don't know the years, so don't give me the years exactly when everything exploded. It was right around COVID, right, where everything just went nuts for a while and everything became more expensive.
The novel coronavirus 19 was a big, it set the standards.
Yeah, so. I had completed my construction and I had been moved into this house for a good long while when suddenly all over the country, and I'm not an economist, so please, I'm doing the best I can, when housing prices exploded. Do you remember when that happened? When they all went up. Well, what happened at the same time was building an outdoor area like a pool and patio, that doubled as well. And I was told this because I wasn't inquiring to do it myself. I'd already done it. So I wrote this down. 30 in my town, Fort Myers, Florida, 37% of homeowners have pools in my hometown.
More than a third. Well,
more than a third. Well over a third. And probably in Josh's town too. Florida towns, I mean, you just, it's what you have down here. A lot of people have pools. But I'm here to say, and I wrote this down, it is not acceptable when you have two lights in a pool that are never turned on to have one of them go on the fritz. Really, I think the shelf life and the lifetime for a light inside
underwater pool
in the pool And the cool thing is, when they built the pool, they said, we've got these lights that are called, I think I remember the name of the Color Logic. Color Logic. All right. Right? That's their fancy.
That you can change the color.
Gets a little remote. You can change the color. And I have an app for it. And about well over a year ago,
yeah,
I turn the lights on. We just don't go out there as much as we should. And when we're out there, it's during the daytime. And so
you don't like the pool during the day?
I love the pool during the day. That's when we're out there.
No, I said, do you like the pool during the day?
I like the pool during the day. And when it's hot, it's great to take a plunge. And my kids.
Yeah, but the light is off in the daytime.
The light is off. Okay. I never use it. And right. Then the only time I'm going to use it when company comes over, which is very rare. And then you might pop on the pool lights, and it's kind of a look at the pool.
Yeah.
All right. So, but everybody's got pool lights, and that's what you put in a pool. And I said, do you want the color? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, and then about over a year ago, I flip on the pool lights because I think we had some people here. And hold on. I'll use, for purposes of explanation.
Right.
I will use the iPhone light that I have here.
Okay,
and
good.
I'll describe what happened.
That flashlight on the phone is such a great thing.
Let me see. I'll use my Liquid IV energy packet to demonstrate. I turn on the pool light, and there's one in the regular pool, and then there's one on the other side in the deep end of the pool.
Okay.
And the one in the deep end of the pool goes like this.
Just flickering.
It's going out of its. It's going batshit.
Okay.
It's absolutely going nuts.
Let's watch the language.
All the colors. Sorry, I sound like I'm talking. You sound like me when I talk to my kid. They are going absolutely nuts, and I simply turned it off and really didn't give it much thought. Then
Can I
revisit.
Ask a naive question?
Go
ahead. Immediately when you see that, you're probably thinking, I've got to replace that light. That something has to be done. So to
I know I looked at it and said, let me turn it on, turn it off. You know, you do that a couple of times and then you say,
The replacement, you have to go underwater to do it? Do you drain the pool?
You're reading ahead.
Okay,
let me get to this.
I'm just curious about that.
I think that I did say I've got to take care of that.
Uh-huh.
And there may have been a little concern early on, but a lot of time has passed where I just didn't want to deal. And I said,
in the back of your mind, did you think it might fix itself?
Maybe that was my methodology.
You
but
hope,
I also, you know, I never really thought about it because we don't use it a lot.
Right.
But then,
don't swim at night. Easy fix,
or be easier fix. Don't have friends.
You could. The thing is, if it was just out, it would be great. If it was just out, I wouldn't replace it. I wouldn't care.
It flickers.
But it just goes, and it's like it doesn't allow you. It's almost like they design it to do that, but we'll get to that in a second here.
Okay.
So I'm talking months and months and months, and every now and then I will pursue it. And then I got to the point where I called the company. And the company, I said, I have a
crazy
pool light
lights,
that's out.
Right?
Crazy lights. No, it's like the monopoly that controls the pool light business.
Of course, yeah. Big light.
.com.
Pool lights.com.
I didn't know. It's a goddamn light. It needs a bulb or something like that, right? That's what I thought.
Yeah,
so the pool light guys say, yeah, we'll come out and we'll do an analysis like that.
Great.
And then they come back and they say, well, we have to, we'll change the pool lights, but you have to change your remote. I said, I've got my remote connected to my pool mechanics. It's all one company. Well, we don't use that company. I'm like, well, goodbye. Thank you. And besides, it was ridiculously expensive. Then
they waited no time to upsell you, huh? They didn't even come out to the house before they upsold
you? They don't even sell the stuff. They just sell their own proprietary stuff. So they were calling me to come out and do a total reinstall. And I'm like, you know, pound sand and lick my bag. Goodbye. Have a great time.
I wonder how many people, like older Floridians, and I don't call you an older Floridian.
I am.
But I mean, like on the other side of, say, 75, how many of them just say, okay, come on out and change it all?
Oh, no. Well, that's the problem, Rob. There's three brands for these pool controllers.
Yeah,
I know because I used to have to integrate them into like people's touchscreens and everything for their smart homes.
Okay.
And they don't work well at all together. So
all right,
if you have a Pentair controller,
I'm going to my
or Hayward.
But what did you say, Josh?
You have either Pentair, Jandy, or Hayward would be my guess.
Oh, you set off the alarm.
Did you say Hayward?
You have Hayward. All right.
Yeah.
Also known as OmniLogic.
So I go after this debacle.
Right.
I dive in and I enter DIY lane, which is do it yourself is when you are at your wit's end and you're like, I can't afford to do that. And I go on.
Are
and
you
I
sort
look.
Of dragging your feet because you know it's going to be a hassle, or you're going in at least with some enthusiasm?
I am not going in with any enthusiasm. I am going with natural curiosity, and
okay,
I decipher
good.
That if I can manage to get the power turned off,
sure,
that there is a method of unscrewing this light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, well, that's cool. If I'm able to unscrew the light, then I probably just have to replace a bulb.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I call the company.
Hayward?
What was that?
Hayward?
And this is what they say.
Yeah.
We don't replace bulbs. You have to replace the entire unit.
The fixture.
The yes. fixture.
Yeah.
Now, it's a light fixture.
Now,
right?
that's because of waterproof. Mm-hmm. That's why they do it.
That's
Mike,
why.
That's because of waterproof.
Because of waterproofing.
Because if you just replace the bulb, water would get in there.
But, yeah. you know, we've all seen light fixtures at Home Depot and stuff like that.
Sure.
Rob Spiewak,
yeah.
would you like to hazard a guess to the Hayward pool light, how much
okay.
it costs?
I have bought, you know, lighting fixtures for my home. I've installed them in my home. And they're mm-hmm. usually not that expensive. But if it's you're saying costly, I would say that the fixture would cost $150.
Okay. And like a regular light fixture would be like
80.
19 bucks or something.
Yeah, well, I mean,
remember,
if you get a real nice one, you can get it.
You
got
to remember, he's got the color logic. He's
oh,
got
well,
the
you,
one where he can press
yeah,
the button.
Would you like to raise that a little bit?
Yeah, let's go 268.
Okay.
But it does more than two colors, Rob.
Yes, it does.
Josh, you're not playing this game very well.
But,
every
Josh,
time I did.
Done smart homes.
Because
Josh
I know the
has
answer.
Done smart homes.
I'm trying to help you out.
Okay, $1 million.
Let's say it does 12 colors.
Yeah. Okay, all right, then I'll say...
Well, it doesn't come anywhere near that, the people at Hayward.
Hayward.
The total cost, to,
yes.
and I can't replace the bulb,
right.
I can replace the entire unit.
The
I can,
fixture.
If I'm able to, I can possibly do this on my own, $571.21.
Oh, that's a pretty good price. Last I saw them,
that's
they were around
$1,200. That's what he wants to hear, Josh.
No, no, really. They were around $1,200 the last time I saw it, but that might have been an install price.
Josh, have you done that? Have you ever put a light on? Have you ever
no.
replaced a light
be
while
careful.
It was in the water?
Be careful, Josh, or you'll be heading to a Astero.
I have not, but remember, you're not replacing the light. The way it works is you undo the screws, the whole fixture pulls out.
Right.
Of the pool with a big long cord, and
right
out of the water, you connect that cord and
yes.
then slide it all back
when
in.
You take
so
the light out of
the whole thing.
So it's
but
pretty
we,
easy, actually, isn't it?
I
to
think
do
it's
the repair,
easy, yeah.
yeah.
When you take the fixture out
still
of the
not
pool,
still not going to do it. I'm not
yeah.
going to do it. I'm not going to do it for like 10 years until I sell the house.
Doesn't
That's it.
That? But doesn't that leave a hole where the light was, and doesn't all the water like
no.
rush into
no,
your
it,
neighbor's
yeah.
neighbor?
No, it's not an above ground pool,
right?
It's not
well,
like
I know, but I mean. But it has
no,
to go somewhere.
No, it's a seal, and then
okay.
it kind of has a, yeah. like, you have intercourse
nice.
With the thing, and you shove it in, and then it seals again, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
is
it's
that
like
the
if
way
you
works?
Take, like, an electrical outlet out. There's a box
okay.
back there.
So, okay,
I'm
now
able,
I
understand.
If I'm able to figure out how to kill the power, which is easy,
yeah.
to the pool area,
well,
I can do it.
One would hope that both lights are on the same circuit, because that would be the best way to determine whether or not the power's out.
Yeah, well, that's
not,
what I'm going to do.
Yes.
You don't have
yeah,
to tell me
be.
That.
But
I'm
no,
I'm going to use my finger and stick it in the alley. Go, nope, still got power.
No, what I'm saying with a broken light,
Charlie?
With a broken light, you wouldn't be able to tell if the power was off to that light.
I don't have a. I remember what the light's doing.
Oh,
remember?
It's flickering.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's not out. And by the way, the other one's connected to it, so they
okay.
both run at the same time, so I can
right.
tell it that way. My
have
question is, Mr.
Your favorite, have you checked your favorite site?
Would they have them? I say I'm not sure, but I don't. If they work, I mean, if you're going to change
don't know,
these things
I don't
every
know if
year,
I would trust it, but they might have. It.
See,
they
that's
have
where
them
they
for
get
bathhouses.
Let me ask Josh Soroka.
Yeah.
In your chain of suppliers,
yeah,
you got anybody that
I don't.
You don't have
not,
a guy.
I have I mean, I've got a guy that'll do it, but not a guy that'll get a deal on the equipment.
Oh, drag. Who do you know in the pool industry, Mike, that we can call upon?
They all suck.
Yeah, they do.
Especially the big company, Hayward.
Well, and in Florida, the pool guys are really just guys that didn't like their job, so they quit and started cleaning pools.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's exactly what it is. You know. In fact, there was a guy. Oh, by the way, and the pool guys that clean the pools, that's another thing that Floridians get baked for with the out there. And I'm like, do you know anybody that changes pool lights that I could use out there? And, you know, they're about as helpful as, you know, licking a rock as far as I'm concerned. So, you know,
I wish there was. It's frustrating that.
Hey, do you know anybody that changes a pool light?
Sunflower seeds.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. What you might be able to do is replace it with just a white light instead of the color logic.
This is true.
Where it's just light on, light off. That might be a little cheaper.
I think that, and that I would.
Does
be
it
fine
take
with
a
that.
Standard bulb in there, like a screw bulb?
Well, no,
if you got into
no,
what, no
like
you
a
have
light
to replace
bulb?
The entire fixture.
Oh, okay, I'm
so it's just two wires, and it's just then on off.
So the moral of this story is: bend over, grease it up. Here they come!
Yeah, baby. I'm sorry, Mike. That kind of sucks. The whole thing sucks.
Thank you, but that's okay.
The story of owning a pool.
Right, exactly. Hire Charlie to repair it. Somebody said, yeah, great idea. I think that's fantastic. All right. As the weather cools down and we spend more evenings indoors, your home should feel like a sanctuary. Avocado helps you create a natural oasis with organic mattresses, cozy pillows, soft bedding, and thoughtfully designed furniture. Avocado products are carefully constructed with premium materials that are better for you and the planet. Certified organic mattresses, pillows, bedding, and sustainably sourced wood furniture make it easy to transform your home into a restorative retreat. Avocado uses premium materials and expert craftsmanship, so their products are designed to last. They deliver lasting comfort and better value over time. Better materials and thoughtful design lead to better, deeper sleep. And quality rest impacts every part of your life. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Avocado, dream of better. It's better for you and better for the planet. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis. All right, we got news coming up, but first I want to tell you about our good friends at Incogni.
Love them.
Your personal data's bodyguard. We've been telling you about Incogni for a while. It's those nasty data brokers, all right? Not only do they scoop up your info, names, addresses, social security numbers, and sell it to whoever's paying, I think they also have a side pool light business.
They do, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Beware of scammers, spammers, creepy marketers. Your phone won't stop ringing when this happens. Your inbox will be a mess. Identity theft lurking around the corner. Data breaches jumped 72% in 2023. God knows what that was in 2024 or 2025. But beware, beware, beware. They automatically, at Incogni, wipe your data from over 230 brokers. Then they monitor it. They push back when brokers resist. You stay off lists.
I have it.
Period.
It's fantastic. No one calls me anymore. It's great.
They have four flexible plans. Their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Here's the bottom line. Your data's out there. You need Incogni. Incogni is an amazing partner. So if you like us, please check them out today. That helps our show as well.
Yes.
It would mean a lot. Use code TMOS at Incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's INCOGNI.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
Now, Josh, we're going to hear all the latest in news involving pools and lights.
I just had to share.
No,
when
Mike,
you get ripped off, I like to share my ripoff stories.
I feel you. I do. Yeah. I think that's horrendous.
It's very, and you know, no bulbs, just the whole unit. Thanks a lot.
No bulbs.
Thanks for your help.
Did you check the warranty?
Well, they, yeah, I'm out of it. I'm out of the warranty. As you know, a big internet outage caused a bunch of cloud-based apps to crash the other day. That affect you at all, Josh? Did you have any dealings with that at all?
I did. I'm trying to remember where, but I definitely had issues.
I live right near that, and Bang Brothers was down all day.
Well, in Josh's previous incarnation as a smart home guru, it turns out a lot of smart homes immediately became dumb. Here's the funniest example. A bunch of people's smart beds, I didn't know they had those, got really stupid. A company called 8 Sleep. Do you know that? Do you know that company?
Yeah, it's the Coolin. They cool.
Okay.
Coolin.
Yeah, like Coolin beds.
Coolin beds. It makes bed frames that tilt and $2,000 mattress covers that let you dial in the temperature of your bed, but it all runs on the cloud, and it's hosted by Amazon Web Services. AWS handles 30% of all cloud computing worldwide. It ended up being a big issue for 8 Sleep customers on Monday because once AWS went down, it bricked their whole smart mattress system.
Oh, no.
If your bed was in a seated position, you couldn't make it lie flat. You just had to sleep like that.
Like in a hospital.
Or move to the couch. The outage happened around 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Hey, bad if your time for bedding trouble.
Yeah, but if your bed's in the upwards position, what are you doing at 3 a.m., okay?
I think I know.
Come on now.
Right, yeah, at least it didn't just move in the middle of the night at 3 a.m., just change.
That would be worse. One guy tweeted at the CEO and said, it would be great if my bed wasn't stuck in an inclined position. Someone in the comments added, it's all fun and games until a hacker folds you into a taco.
I like the guy that's acting like the boss in Office Space. It would be great if you could do this.
Other customers described issues with their mattress overheating. One guy said bed was stuck at 9 degrees warmer than the room.
Oh, that sucks.
That's compared to the temperature control.
Sleeping in a sauna, the bed started working again once the servers went back online. CEO of 8 Sleep said they were working to add an outage mode this week.
It worked.
This week they decided to do that.
Once it happened. Yeah.
Right away.
The good thing about the guy whose bed was too hot, he woke up 10 pounds lighter.
There are benefits to everything.
Everything.
As we mentioned at the front of the show, construction started this week on the $250 million ballroom that President Donald Trump is adding to the White House as construction crews began tearing down the facade of the East Wing, where the new space is being built. The Republican president and top White House officials had initially said nothing would be demolished during construction. The 90,000-square-foot ballroom will dwarf the main White House itself at nearly double the size, and Trump says it will accommodate 999 people. Trump said on social media that the ballroom won't cost taxpayers a dime because it's being privately funded by many generous patriots, great American companies, and
yours truly.
Yeah, I'm paying for Mike, he made an official announcement about the ballroom.
Mm-hmm. I have concepts of a plan.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Michael Jordan made his debut as a special contributor to NBC Sports, returned to NBC Broadcasting on Tuesday night, saying he's doing so as a way to give back to basketball. Jordan speaking to NBC play-by-play voice and great guy Mike Tirico said in the first installment of a series in the network is calling MJ Insights to Excellence. He said he makes a conscious decision to prioritize time with family over being seen more in the public basketball eye. You don't see MJ that much out there. You really don't.
Because no one's paying him. They pay him and he's everywhere.
He's talking about it being give back to basketball. He's being paid $40 million.
Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah, Thank you so much for giving back.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for that fact. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Too. And Mike, his bed is at 82 degrees.
Wow. Yeah. 40 mil, huh?
That's okay because he needs it. I mean, he's not playing anymore, exactly. So he has no income.
That he doesn't shop on Temu, huh? according to a new survey from Tinder, 57% of people say they have at least one alcoholic drink on a first date. Sorry, Rob, neither one applies to you, first date or drink. The report also came up with a list of the go-to drink options for a first date, and they're not talking about sparkling water. I will go 1 to 10 on this list because I think number 10 might be the coolest.
Is your favorite on there, Mike?
Yes. Yeah.
The grasshopper?
My Hi!
It's our first date.
And then
Hold on. And then if you're going to use that, give me a prop, for Christ's sake. Give me a prop.
Got to go to the prop closet.
I got to get a, all right, I'll get a highlighter, all right? And then you get a big, fat straw. And when you're looking at your date, you look at her like this. I had to do the visual or it wouldn't work. Here we go. One of my favorite beverages now is number one, margarita. 31%, a shot of something. Boring. 28%.
Well, that's if the date is going bad, I would guess.
Yeah, glass of wine.
Prepare.
24%, a martini. Kind of cool. Little James Bond.
Classy move.
14%. This falls into the same category, even though you don't use a straw.
Yeah.
mimosa, 13%.
Don't make them so strong this time.
If you order that at night, you're on a date.
That's not good.
Losing. Pina colada, 12%. No, I don't think so.
Where is the survey done?
Maybe
in Hawaii?
Your poolside.
Yeah.
A daiquiri. No. I'm sorry. That doesn't work. A spirit like, here's a good one.
All right.
Scotch on the rocks.
They're very nice.
12%. Very nice. You kind of look like a cool dude. That's my opinion. I was a bar owner. I think I know what cool drinks to order.
To the daiquiri. Were all of these done in a tiki bar? These are first dates in a tiki bar, right?
Yeah, really? This sounds like B. Arthur's bar that we're doing right here.
Walter.
Number nine is a whiskey sour. No.
No.
Sorry. 11%.
Hold it. You know what? Could it be that the whiskey sour is what the female of the couple orders? See.
According to news surveys on Tinder, the report also one alcohol in front of the report also came up with a go-to drink option for a first date. Doesn't say men or women.
Does it say age?
Well, Tinder. I mean, I think you can probably figure out the age.
Yeah, but for whiskey sour, you got to add 25 years to everything.
Here's the one I liked because it's tasty
and
it's cool. And our boy, let me tell you, back in the day, he could make a mean one. In fact, nobody made him better. An old fashioned.
Oh yeah,
11%. 11%. It checks all the boxes as far as an alcoholic beverage, right?
Yeah, I think that it is. I mean, done properly, and I vary from the traditional one a little bit. It gives you the sort of class of ordering a brown liquor drink.
Yeah,
looks good in a lowball. And you know what is a move that ladies like
if you
let them have the cherry at the bottom of your drink.
Hey, ladies.
Ladies.
If they let you have your cherry, then maybe. No, I'm not going to go there.
Stop it. How dare you?
Listen, I had me. Rob was talking about the fact that due to his myriad of antidepressants, he's unable to cry. I don't have the same burden. I had me a cry this morning, a legitimate cry. The late, great Diane Keaton made her solo debut on the Billboard chart this week. Her 2024 holiday single, First Christmas, came in at number 22 on the digital songs chart. After her passing, one of the writers of the song said, quote, "I'm heartbroken by Diane's passing. To have been trusted to help bring her lifelong dream of recording an original song to life is something I'll carry with me forever."
I can play you a little bit of it if you like.
This song, do you have the video of it, Josh, by any chance? If you don't, Rob
can
play the song. Well, don't worry.
Well,
let Rob just play the
song.
There is
some video attached.
Okay, hold on just a sec.
All right.
If you haven't heard the song, it's pretty solemn. Diane sings about feeling alone during Christmas time since the passing of a loved one. And I am here to tell you, as someone who has lost loved ones, this hit all the notes. The combination of Diane Keaton passing away, I think it's fantastic.
It was
this is going to be all over Christmas.
Carol Bayer-Sager, one of the greatest 20th century songwriters, wrote it. And it's a great Christmas song because the great Christmas songs could be enjoyed outside of Christmas.
She previously hit number one on the Billboard 200 chart in 1969, all the way back there. But as a member of the original Broadway cast of Hair, the recording of Hair, she was on there.
I had no idea. That's great.
Surprisingly, a Broadway cast album hasn't hit number one since then. Isn't that something to behold? That really is.
I can't believe that Hamilton didn't hit number one.
Or The Lion King or something like that.
People are loving the music. That's great.
Yeah, anyway. So this one gets me. And the video was beautiful, too.
The snow falls on my window. Somehow you are so close on this silent night. I can feel you near. My first Christmas without you. you hear.
And it goes, I urge you. The thing that makes Diane Keaton's song so tender is her inability to be a perfect singer.
Yeah.
I think that's what made it. And she recorded it last year, right? Yeah. When she was
It dropped
late
in 24,
life.
Yeah. I'm curious. It sounds to me a little Fleetwood Mac-y.
It's really it's just small. It's
beautiful.
It's schmaltzy, and I loved every minute of it. I hope they play the hell out of it at Christmas time because
it's almost time, Mike, for them to start playing Christmas music.
It is. Auld Lang Syne was the last one I remember that got me, and this one was fantastic.
Dan Fogelberg?
Yeah. I mean, really, really. Yeah. I urge everybody, check it out online. It's fantastic. I loved it.
I met a lover at the grocery store. The snow turned into rain.
Sunflower seed.
Right, I needed a new pool light. The man at the counter said $500. I told him to get Ben.
Turn to Hayward.
Spanish police. And by the way, this is a cheap attempt for me to simply use my Spanish dialect impression.
Okay, I think that's fine.
Spanish police have busted a criminal group dedicated to stealing your seat. Literally.
Hmm.
Spain's national police said Wednesday that they had arrested 7 people suspected of stealing more than 1,100 chairs from outdoor seating areas at restaurants and bars in Madrid and another nearby municipality in just 2 months. The group of 6 men and a woman worked at night to pilfer the chairs from 18 different establishments in Madrid and Talavera de la Reina, a smaller city in southwest of the capital, in August and September. They did this. The estimated impact of the stolen property was around 60,000 euros. That's $69,000,
A lot of chairs.
According to police, when asked why they did it, one of the thieves said, "No matter who you are, everyone on occasion likes to sit down. And very late at night, the chairs, they were all alone."
They were not attended?
Good job.
I'm questioning, did they steal any stool?
The bar stools inside the property were left alone. We simply stole the chairs that were out there lying around for anybody to see.
If you steal chairs, how can anyone sit down and have a glass of wine?
I say tough titties for that one, because there's nothing at all you can do. But we got more show, Rob. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Because we have a fine sponsor. Good. A fine sponsor. I like a good glass of wine. Do you?
I do.
Let me ask you.
On the day I did, absolutely.
You and Josh are liaison to the sponsorships, eh?
Yes.
Would the people at Naked Wines complain if I were to do the entire commercial with this accent?
I don't think so.
Well, let me go ahead.
No issue.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. Get a pencil and a piece of paper. Write this down. Naked Wines is the sponsor of today's showgram, and they're pouring out. Get it? Pouring out?
I hear you.
A great deal. A great deal you can't ignore. They connect you directly to the world's best independent winemakers. So
the world's best what?
The best in world independent winemakers.
Best in world, yes.
So you get a world-class wine and they deliver it right to your front door.
Mm-hmm.
60% off store prices. You don't have to go worry about getting some sort of pool light ripoff on that case, huh?
No, they don't have any Hayward wines.
Up to 60% off store prices. No middleman, no nonsense. Just incredible wine. Wine you can drink and get a buzz and perhaps make love. Use code TMOS
perhaps
at nakedwines.com. I like to have a beautiful Malbec and take a few sips and then look into the eyes of my favorite lady and say, "This is great wines from Naked Wine. Huh? You want to make love with me? You?" Anyway, at Naked Wine,
this is a great testimonial.
$100 off your first order. Six bottles for just $39.99.
$39, Pedro.
See, I thought because of the price of wine, that yes. I would say that number. No, it's $39.99. You cannot beat with, you say, you can't beat that with a log, right?
Stick.
You can't
beat. A stick.
No, I think it's log.
Is that $39 American?
Si, not okay. Euros.
Si.
I drink the wines from Naked Wines. I love them. Every bottle better than the last. Naked Wines, because life is too short for bad wine. So let's all head to nakedwines.com/Tamos. Click enter.
T-M-O-S it is.
See. Yeah. Click enter voucher. Put in T-M-O-S for both the code and the password and get $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles for only $39.99. With shipping included, $100 off your first 6 bottle at nakedwines.com. You want to do a good dialect, just drop the S's. Like Josh Soroka does with the consonants. Nakedwines.com/T-M-O-S. And use the code and password for 6 bottles of wine, $39.99.
Before you go, I just wanted to tell you something. You look marvelous.
You look, yes, old bit. Too old. Most listeners that know that bit are going to die.
That's right. That's why they should buy them some wine. Let them enjoy their days.
I want to ask Mr. Soroka, because he's traveling again. He's in by the way, that's much better than yesterday's location. The living room.
My mother-in-law.
Yeah. That's it. And that looks like a mother-in-law's house, right?
Oh, it's to me, it looks like a very classy motel.
Well, I'm sure that Josh's mother-in-law will be really, really complimented by that comment. That her decor looks like a cheap motel.
No, I said a classy motel, and all we see is a lamp and curtains. So, I mean, it suggests nice. It really does.
Maybe a nice countryside bed and breakfast.
Yeah, that's lovely. Your love of the road. Do you love to be on the road? Do you love traveling? I'm curious.
I don't mind driving.
Okay.
No, I like moving and seeing other things and everything.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're into it because when we talk about your world travel and the amount of weeks that you have spent in your own domicile, you travel the world regularly, and my days of traveling are limited. I really go up for I'll be traveling a little bit this year, and Rob Spiewak is a shut-in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really the fact that you can work anywhere now. That allows me, and that Kelly can do that as well. And the 50% children going back and forth with their other parents makes it easier because we have time to travel.
Okay.
Of all the places you've been, and you have been on continents other than the United States, you've been all over the country. What is your favorite place that you've been and your least favorite place you've been?
Good question.
I don't know. Recently,
Section 384.
Oh, it's a horrible place.
I mean, 336. 336?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, being in Camden Yards would be great. That's
is that it, though? Did I get it right?
Yes,
you got it right. Yes,
it's not in front of me. 336. Section 336, one of your favorite places to be.
You've only known him 18 months.
Yep. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
thinking back about places I've traveled to since being on the show, I think Toronto might have been my favorite stop.
Really?
I enjoyed Toronto.
I did not. I thought it was too many of those modern high-rise apartment buildings that they have all over the city.
No, it might have been where I stayed. I stayed outside of Toronto at a casino.
Oh.
At the casino?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So that was part of it. And then
A GoFundMe page to gamble. Don't set up a GoFundMe
Don't
page
do it, Mike.
All right, I won't. No, go ahead, Josh.
There might be a tip jar on the boat, but there's no need to use
I'm not
electronics.
Doing that. I'm not taking advantage of our listeners like that. Not going to do that. Not
Some of
happen.
Them don't see it as taking advantage. Some of them see it as helping. Right.
If I were to do that, I would do a community gamble.
Like a single pool?
Like a single session, and we all contribute to it at a high dollar level, and if we... What? What are you doing? He's poo-pooing it. Look at him. Look, he hates it. He hates
Rob,
it.
What?
He hates the idea. This is back to the original show, the Golden Boy crap. You hate it, don't you?
Not at all. Not at all.
What are you going to say? You were reaching for something?
You're all going to...
Is it the whistle that's going to go down?
No.
You're all going to bet together.
They'll all lose together.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of on the boat, Mike sitting at a slot machine... And 20 people behind him cheering him on.
That's the plan.
I'd like that.
And then if we hit big, we all split it. I think that's fair, right?
You hit big, you start running.
Yeah, run like hell.
Where can I run on a boat without jumping over the side? Come on.
Come on, you're losing your head, boys.
Come on. Yeah. Rob,
I think it might be Oh, Reese.
Thank you, Reese.
What generosity every single
day. No, Mike,
day.
Every
listener, be like Reese. Spin it, he said. Spin it. Yes.
The way Josh described it, the way you described it, now I'm on board. Because when Carrie and I took a cruise on our 10th anniversary, there was a lady who had two big hits in a row on a slot machine, and a couple that we had met on the boat that we were having, you know, they were at our dinner table, and us, we went up and we started cheering so loud for her because we were wasted, and we were just, this is great, you're awesome, all this. And then the boat people came and asked us to leave her alone, and then she asked us, the lady who won said, am I supposed to tip you?
Wow.
You know, no, we're just having a good time.
Good point for time and when we do this.
Okay.
Should be after the cocktail hour.
100%.
All right, that'll be a plan. We'll try to work that out where we do a community gamble. It doesn't, I haven't figured it out yet whether I think it would probably best be a slot machine, but I think if you wanted to improve your odds, it might be not roulette. No, not roulette.
Put it all on one.
Well, yeah. I mean, or you put it all on black or red.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's the way you would do it. You wouldn't like put it on 22.
That's possible. I would like to do something where we had about, close to a 50-50 chance.
What if everyone brought a roll of pennies and you did the penny slots? But the big pull, the one that's like, like $1.20.
Yeah, Rob, because that's the way they work now. You just put the pennies in the machine.
Yeah. Yes. Who's going to count all those pennies, Rob?
I love counting money.
And then we can, hey, maybe the owner will come down. Maybe Bugsy Siegel will come down to say hi to us at that particular time. We'll have a gay old time with Bugsy Siegel. Josh, when you're driving all over the highways and byways, watch this segue, let me ask you a question. When you're doing that, do you what color is your vehicle that you travel in when you're like stopping at road stops and stopping
yellow.
In parking lots?
It's yellow.
You have a yellow car?
Ah. Yeah, I have a Ford truck that I purchased with them online with them saying it's orange and it's definitely school bus yellow.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Yes.
Because Rob came to the show today armed with what colors do birds like, and he'll explain what the birds liking them is.
Yeah,
it's not to just sit there and hang out.
No, Mike, it's feces.
they like to poop on.
They do. Right. They have cars. Now, first of all, this survey, I believe it is from, it's a website I love, Study Finds. And the car brands that get hit the most often.
Mm-hmm.
Are Dodge Ram.
This is not color. This is the brand.
This is the brand, but I also have color. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Dodge Ram.
So
Jeep,
a truck.
Yeah. And Chevrolet. So that's what, if you have those, you're the birds for some reason, find them. Yes, Mike, I'll recognize
I have a question,
it.
Rob.
Please, please.
Would this be due to the fact that the prolification of these cars, where the Dodge Rams, the Chevrolet?
I would think so.
If you say Chevrolet, there are just a lot of Chevys out there.
Yeah, I think you're right. But also, when you're looking at, a Ram or some of the Jeep products, you got surface area, too.
I'm very curious about the colors.
A little taller, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? I'm sorry, Josh?
A little taller.
Yeah, it could be. Well, they get pooped on sooner because they're taller.
But I'm curious about the color because I have a vehicle that is routinely defecated on by bird life.
Now, they do say that they discounted people that park under trees, power lines, or streetlights because you're asking for it if you do that. I used to park under a tree,
and
I would get
it. That makes it more interesting because now the birds really kind of have to go out of their way to poop on your car.
Mike, I think that if you used your comedy mind and guessed what color they targeted with their feces, you could probably get it. What color do birds poop on most?
I'm trying to think. You're saying there's something obvious that's out there.
Well,
that I
mean,
be
if you think
with?
Of what they're, I mean, think
white,
of not just
white.
Well, that's a good answer because bird poop can be white. But yeah. I'm thinking more.
I listen
human.
To a lot of Theo Vaughn's podcasts where he says the white man is continually pooped on.
Mike, that's not what we're talking
about.
Oh,
that's another thing. I'm sorry.
Do any of us own or have you ever owned a brown car?
I don't think I have ever purchased a close to it, but it was not brown.
My first Caprice was sort of a copper color, so I don't know if that leans brown. But
okay.
Birds like to poop on brown cars.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Followed by red, which I've had a red car.
That makes me laugh because red people like their cars a lot. They like
to
have
their nice,
shiny cars.
Yeah, and there's a lot more red cars than brown cars, you would think.
And if the birds happen to have blood in their stool... That's that, Who knows what kind of colon situation. Yeah. Do birds?
Yeah, spastic colon. It's a blue jay with a spastic colon.
Title of the show, bird colons.
Bird colon.
Oh,
Mike,
God.
Black cars also get hit a lot.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
me. And sometimes if you have a black car, birds poop on it, and your wife doesn't change the oil, and it seizes. So
right.
Be very careful. Mm-hmm. The cars that rank the lowest for bird poop are white and silver.
Lowest.
Yeah. And I think, do you think maybe that's why so many rental cars are white? Because they don't want bird crap on them?
That could be. I mean, if they look at that, I mean, this seems to be a relatively new story,
maybe the white and silver cars, those people take care of the cars more. Keep them indoors.
Well, I'm just glad my car's color is not on the list of bird pooping, which is a good thing.
Shiny cars are at risk
mm-hmm.
because birds see themselves in the car, see it as a threat. Think it's another bird and they poop on it.
Okay.
So don't make your car too shiny.
Mine's
also
not shiny.
Researchers say birds detect ultraviolet light and have enhanced color vision compared to humans. So darker colors stand out more and can seem like prime targets. Maybe
like
that's
the dinosaurs, because they were dinosaurs.
That's
once.
Right. They all came from that. Yeah. And Mike, I have a longer list here of the car brands that get hit.
Nah, you don't need to do
okay,
that.
Okay. And
that's fine. Yeah.
Also, just know that 24% of Americans spend $500 annually on car washes and repairs related to bird droppings, with Tesla and BMW owners shelling out the most.
Wow. How about that?
Have you ever gone to a car wash just because of bird poop?
Yes. Yes, definitely. And it's a very rare incident. But I do park under trees, so I was immediately eliminated from that situation. But my car color,
yeah,
not even on the list. And not on any really list. And a very obscure car color.
What is your car color?
Biscuit. Thank you.
Also, your nickname.
Biscuit. That's what Carly calls me.
Here's my little buddy, Biscuit.
Biscuit! Gotta go to the show, Biscuit. Coming, honey.
Do the show, Biscuit.
Time to do the show, Biscuit. Be sweet. Well, you've heard me talk about the incredible weight loss people have experienced with peptides. With these prescription medications, people have lost incredible amounts of weight. I personally lost 80 pounds with these medications, and you can lose weight too. Here's the great part. You can do it from the comfort of your own home, which is really cool, just by going to DermGlowSkin.com. Listen, when you talk about personal service, I heard my beautiful wife on the line with, I think, someone from the West Coast, because mm-hmm. it was later, and she really is a font of information.
Knows her stuff.
If you want to go on this stuff, she really knows her stuff, and it worked for me. Just click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com, choose your peptide, take a quiz, a doctor approves your prescription, and it's delivered to your front door. At DermGlow, they know these amazing products are not cheap. That's why they have three great payment plans, and they accept HSA and FSA. Don't miss out on huge discounts on select medications through the end of the year. Now is the time to stop the food noise before you get to the holidays.
Yeah.
And feel like yourself again with DermGlowSkin.com. You only live one life. You deserve to make it the best. You owe it to yourself to visit DermGlowSkin.com. That's DermGlowSkin.com.
We have a lot of sparrows in my neighborhood, and I gave them a peptide, and none of them poop anymore.
This next thing I want to do here, thank you for that.
Thank you.
A callback to the previous segment.
Thank
I you. Have something new that I have no idea whether this would be a regular. No, it wouldn't. This would be a regular feature if this was the Bob Steele show from 1967.
Hi, Bob Steele.
Hey, Bob Steele. Bob Steele with our word of the day.
Does this come before or after the oldie of the day, Bob?
And now... I gotta turn my microphone.
Yeah.
Now it's time for our oldie. Let's check the time. It's approximately 24 minutes after the hour of the Bob Steele program.
And he was with us. He still had ratings dominance up until the very end, didn't he?
I did. Had great. And I then my mom was always enamored with Bob Steele and said, you know, he owns his own show now.
Yeah.
Bob Steele,
We'll have our march coming up in just a few minutes here.
Now, Steele is not your real name. How did you get the name Steele?
My real name was Erection. All right, moving right along.
So what is this bit?
This is simply the word of the day. It popped up on my feed, and I decided that I would, since I didn't know it, I decided that I would throw it out at you.
I think Josh
was telling me just the other day, he loves word games. Right, Josh?
Oh, yeah. I'm very good at them.
There you go. Are you ready for today's word?
I'm ready.
And by the way, is it unfair of me to ask the comments to keep it in their pants for a little bit?
Well, also
turn off your comments, please.
Okay, but also remember the comments are on a delay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we
but
won't
turn
see
it off anyway, it's so you
off,
don't
dude.
See it.
Off, off, off.
All right, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Hi, everyone.
Bob Steele.
Hi, everyone. This is Bob Steele.
How old are you now, Bob?
130.
Good for you. Keeping the
time
job.
Now, 9:25 a.m.
A.M.
We'll have news coming up.
For the
and
people.
They always had that kind of like British thing. News coming up, bottom of the hour.
I love that he would say a.m. when it's a morning show.
9:24 a.m. Bob Steele.
Bob Steele.
21 markets here. It's a school closing. It's coming up in just the Weathersfield. 2 hours late this morning. Manchester, 30 minutes late.
Who owns your show, Bob?
East Catholic closed today.
Mind your copy, Bob.
Thank you.
And who
Bob
owns
Steele.
Who owns your show?
I own my own.
Attaboy.
Bob Steele. The word of the day?
Yes.
Hydromancy. The word of the day is hydromancy, and
hydromancy.
I can give you a spelling if you wish.
I don't need a spelling. It would have something to do. Do Josh and I play together on this?
You can both play along. You can support each other, right. Or you can viciously attack one another.
Well, the hydro would be water.
Exactly.
Right? And,
very good, Josh. Yes.
So I'm guessing hydromancy is a pool light.
That is incorrect.
That
will cost
game.
You $500.
Oh, no. That's very rich money.
$571.21 to be exact. Yes, Josh.
Well, this is a mic game, so I'm going with death by water.
No, that is incorrect.
Since my first one was sort of a gag, I think it has to do with having relations in water.
That's a great guess. But unfortunately, you are incorrect, and thank you for providing the buzzer today.
My pleasure.
Josh, any other guesses on hydromancy, spelled H-Y-D-R-O-M-A-N-C-Y?
Yeah, it's how those little lizards run across water.
That is incorrect. Rob
That's
Spiewak.
A great guess.
Hydromancy.
So will you at least say, are we on target with water? With
you
the
are
hydro?
You are definitely on target with water.
Okay, hydromancy is sort of like physical therapy in water, using water for resistance.
No, you are incorrect. Hit the buzzer.
Sorry.
You are incorrect. Now, I will tell you that the definition, I believe, is also a little difficult, but let me give it to you. Are you ready for this?
Yes, of course.
Hydromancy, divination by means of signs derived from the appearance of water and its movements.
So, like finding water using a divining rod?
No.
Like a horoscope, but staring at the waves?
Okay, you're close. Let me give you an example of hydromancy in a sentence. She was known for her ability to predict a baby's birth date with hydromancy. The deep crystal bowl was reserved for the practice of hydromancy. Now, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, using water to tell a fortune.
A great example of hydromancy in a movie, and there are plenty of movies that are there, would be Cold Mountain. Cold Mountain, where look into our well, and you can see the future. That was done in that particular thing.
And Moana. The kids
Moana. Yes, a lot of movies have hydromancy. About it, hydro comes from the Greek for water, and mancy refers to divination. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Sounds right. Yeah.
Or supernatural means of seeing the future. Hydromancy uses water to practice this art, but there are other forms of mancy. Hey, mancy lad. pyromancy uses fire.
Fire, yeah.
Rhabdomancy uses what?
Rhabdo.
Rhabdo. R-H-A-B.
Animals.
No.
Insects.
No. A wand.
Oh, but that's nonsense.
Rhabdomancy uses a wine, and I hope I can. One aromancy. One eye romancy.
Oh, that's easy. That's toilet splatter.
No, that's your dreams.
Oh, that's not true.
O-N-E-I-R-O-M-A-N-C. One aromancy?
I don't know. Maybe onoromancy?
Onoromancy. Yeah, that's probably because I see O-N-E. I don't want to do it. Look at him. Okay, consonant boy.
I say everything wrong, so right. It's nice.
Onoromancy. It might be.
Nice.
Oniromancy. I'm going to get savaged by
no,
the listeners.
No, you're
going to
be fine. You're going to be fine.
Oniromancy. Concerns your dreams.
Okay.
That is the word of the
that
day.
That was a good one,
gentlemen.
Bob. I like it.
Thank you. Well, we'll do one maybe next year. So I hope you enjoyed that,
ladies and gentlemen.
Our new yearly feature. I hope you enjoyed
just
that.
Remember, every October 22nd, word of the day.
I've got a suggestion. Yes?
Hydromancy on the cruise.
Oh, hydromancy.
Yeah, just
we'll
look at the waves.
Look off the side and tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I predict Dirk Vastrick's going to go over the railing.
Oh, no.
All right, how about a little coffee mancy? Charlie's Choice,
coffee
people.
Mancy.
Hey, Caffinax or Caffeiniax.
Caffeiniax.
I'm doing the best I can.
You're
Charlie's
doing great.
Choice. Charlie's Choice coffee is still awesome, and you can reorder or subscribe for some right now. It is delish. Don't just drink coffee. Experience it. You got to try Charlie's Choice, and you got to have coffee.
Yeah, you do.
So we want to give you the very best. Try pairing it with...
what?
You get me every day. Try pairing it with unflavored gelatin.
So good. Oh, my God.
Or mildly spiced fish tacos.
Also great.
Great with a cup of coffee or even a basket of figs. I think of all of them, figs might work the best. It goes with everything.
Charlie's
Choice is available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription. Get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. Unflavored gelatin.
Delicious.
This premium medium roast blend is the best and freshest coffee you can find, crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida, up where Josh lives.
Yep.
So support, but he's never home. So support small businesses and enjoy a cup of Charlie today. But unlike Charlie, make sure you don't drink it while getting or performing a vasectomy.
Very, 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 very precise stuff. You can't
the
do
spills
it.
Will. Kill you
every time,
and it might make you a little jumpy. Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right, Charlie's Choice, because it's what is it?
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie, what
it's
is it again?
To the last sip.
Hey, two Charlies on the show today.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hot steaming Charlie, because when Charlie says duh, it's got to be good. There
hey,
he is.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, Mike, you're alive if you're keen.
All right.
If you're keen,
ooh.
You're in with the onset. Keen 900
K-E-Y-N-I. Wow.
Maybe it's just me, but when I listen to a jingle like that, I just know in the back of my mind all the singers are dead now.
That is obscure. That particular, I like that one. I like them when they're really, really obscure and really old. That's fun.
This really troubles me because I can't imagine doing it. But what was the sequel to Silence of the Lambs where they opened up his head and sliced?
Hannibal.
Okay, they sliced his brain and he
I
was
think
able
it was
to,
called Hannibal.
Yeah, and he was able to talk during it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, there is a
Ray
patient,
Liotta was the guy whose head got cut open.
There is a guy, who, or a gal rather, forgive me, who has Parkinson's disease. And because of that, she couldn't play the oboe anymore. She couldn't finger the oboe keys.
Okay.
So
very
gave,
similar to the bassoon, yeah. The oboe. So this is interesting to
so
me.
So they gave her a local anesthetic on her skull, went into her brain, and while they operated on her, gave her the oboe.
Okay,
to
hold
play.
On a second. Let me, I have a little knowledge okay. based on my consumption of weird things online. I have watched, and I mean this, multiple brain surgeries.
The reason that they do them like this is because they need to have the patient conscious to explain the functions or to do motor functions like put your fingers together while they're doing the surgery. If the person's completely knocked out, they're not able to do this with brain surgery. It is absolutely fascinating, and the strides they make every day with these brilliant, don't take funding away from them, please, these brilliant, brilliant physicians that do this work. It's incredible. It
so
really
I
is.
Want you to watch this, a little of this procedure.
She couldn't do it. She couldn't play the oboe before.
It might be a clarinet or an oboe.
This is more elaborate than what you would get in a regular brain surgery.
When she first got the anesthetic, she couldn't do it. She couldn't move her fingers well enough to play this instrument. And she's sitting there. They're working on her. She is absolutely alert. They handed her, I guess it's an oboe.
Unreal.
Watch. Her head is open right now. Her brain is exposed.
I mean, it's just, you know, the capacity
never
for human
in her life.
What's that?
She's never played before in her life. The first time.
Okay. All right. Way to poo-poo it. You are nothing but consistent. I love it. I really do.
It is creepy.
Something else. Absolutely.
I was shocked by it.
That's a clarinet.
It was a clarinet. Thank you. Yeah. Well, why did you say oboe?
Because I watched the video,
right,
and I saw a black reeded instrument, and I thought oboe. I was wrong, but okay. I mean, that doesn't
oboe
change
would have the little stick coming out of it, right?
No, oboe is actually
little reed coming out with the tube.
Well, technically, the difference is an oboe is a double reeded instrument, and a clarinet is a single reeded instrument. So
which
an
means
oboe
that's why the clarinet has the reed in the mouthpiece,
exactly,
as opposed
it's more
to
like a saxophone,
the little metal, thing. Thank you. Yeah. I'm glad we were able to establish that.
Mike, you don't have a glass eye.
Not that I share with our listeners.
Thank you.
But, you know, since you brought it up.
Hold on a second. I hate when you do this.
Oh, my. It's tough today. It's been a while.
Yeah. All right. It gets dry. Now, did you ever get help with that from Altavis?
Hold on a minute. Oops. Altavis, can I have a glass of water, please? Yes.
As a child, I went to a summer camp, and at one point, they had to shut the pool down because a girl lost her glass eye.
Oh, my God. I would imagine it'd be pretty easy to find, right?
Well, actually, the eye found them.
Okay. God. Boy, this is a good one today. I'm sorry. Sometimes you just have to admit it.
Right? I was really troubled by this because this guy has a glass eye, and what he did is he put a $2 million diamond, 2 full carats, in his glass eye.
Oh, all right. I'm all in. All in if you got the buckage.
But he's got to get it cleaned.
Okay.
So it's a 2-carat diamond.
Oh, phenomenal.
So it's literally sparkling.
We got John M., the maker of the diamond. And today he's going to take it out, clean it, polish it, put it back in.
Oh, you're getting better. That's pretty good, man.
I don't need to see that.
Is that the bad eye right
that
there?
That was the bad eye without the glass eye. So he's gone to this guy.
So is it a bat? Is it a glass eye or is it a contact of some kind?
No, it's a glass eye with a diamond set in it.
I feel like I can do it by myself.
That's wild to me. So much medical stuff today.
Wow. How much was it worth?
$2 million. 2 full carats.
Boy.
That's a big rock.
So the missing eye is, there are other things that are going right for the guy, right?
I suppose. Yeah. I did read once about a guy that had a series of glass eyes that got redder and redder that he would put in through the night that he drank.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one said tilt.
That's it. I like it. Yeah. Hey, if you're going to have that malady, right, or you have that problem, live it up. Absolutely. I agree.
Okay. So kids are weird. Kids are fascinated by different things. I remember when Robert was little, he loved the Wolfman for some odd reason.
Okay.
He just loved the Wolfman. Mm-hmm. This kid loves Jimmy Carter. And he wanted to have a Jimmy Carter-themed birthday party. And his mother did that. And she wrote to the Carter Library and said, we're having a Jimmy Carter birthday party. And they actually hooked this kid up.
Okay, do you know who this is from?
No.
Jimmy Carter's niece, Mandy.
Also, you got to know there's another brother off camera that's just an absolute dick.
What did you say?
Thank you. Can I open it?
Yes, you can open it.
So he's opening the box.
Okay. Oh, wait, let's see the shirt.
I think it's a 100.
No, it says 39. Why do you think it says 39?
Because he's the 39th president.
Very good, CJ. Yeah, it's got a 39 on it. You like it?
Something else.
There's something else?
Kids are kids, aren't they? Careful. No matter what.
That looks like a
Jimmy Carter water bottle.
Jimmy Carter water bottle.
Oh, yeah, look, it's a Jimmy Carter water bottle.
That's what I was always wanting.
Kids.
Wait, it's a Jimmy Carter cup.
What do you say?
Thank you.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that great?
I love it. I love it. Little smart kid. That's cool.
And
I like
here's
it.
To the Jimmy Carter Library for hooking the kid up. That's nice. That's very, very
nice. And he was nice. So that's good. I like that a lot.
Let's close with this. A guy said he just found this on his phone from years ago, but he wanted to post it now. It was on social media yesterday. It's his impression of every maid of honor speech at every wedding he's ever been to.
Okay.
And
this is great because I have no idea. I'm so removed from it, I have no idea what it'll be.
This is so dead on.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Sarah, Caitlin's BFF since forever. Anyways, I'll try to keep this short. Webster's Dictionary defines love as, oh God, I promised myself that I wouldn't cry, but Caitlin and I have been through so much together. Spending the summers playing with Barbies at my dad's beach mansion to fighting over Dylan and Blake during middle school. We have literally been through thick and thin. Happy and sad. Serious and funny. I'll never forget the time at brunch where you said you were going to get one pitcher of mimosas, but you ended up getting two. Caitlin, I'll never forget that. Anyways, when Caitlin first met Derek, I'm not going to lie, I was a little jealous because I didn't want him to take away my best friend. But then I ended up loving you, Derek. So I just want to end with a Chinese proverb that goes, live the laugh you love, or you'll never love the laugh you live.
And that's the name of that tune right
that
there.
That rocks. Yeah. That totally rocks.
And I have to take this moment to thank my buddy Brad for not doing a speech like that at my wedding.
Absolutely.
He was awesome.
I still remember it. So the only guy who thinks gravy is a beverage. I still laugh at that line from a million years ago.
So good.
Tomorrow, Josh Soroka will be back in the friendly confines of St. Augustine, Florida. Did you get everything done that you needed to done? All right, good.
I'll find out after this.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
We've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. You know, morons.